getting heavy. I couldn't pay for my home.
Well, hello. Hello, my friends. It is just Norm. Welcome to the Saturday afternoon show. It is January the 16th, 2016. And I am running just about noon on Saturday. Not my usual running time, if you will. Usually an early morning or late afternoon kind of guy on the weekend. But this just seems to be where the run's gonna fit in today. Temperatures are balmy, warm and balmy. So what would that be? Warmy. It is about 75-ish, between 70 and 75 degrees, with a breeze that you may very well hear in the background. The forecast is such that some rains will move in later today and overnight, bringing similar temperatures tomorrow, but cooler temperatures on Monday and on through next week. I apologize for the traffic noises, but I am not in my beloved Panic Park today. I'm making neighborhood rounds. It's a little quieter. It was definitely my desire to make this a Panic Park quiet run. But I think I'm going to save that one for Monday. It's Monday. I'm off work. And I'm going to take advantage of that day by getting a cool run in the hammock. So many things that I want to say. And forgetting most of them before they can come out of my mouth. Thinking about how I wanted a quiet run, and then I came up with, you know what, Norman, you can create your own quiet, right? I mean, certainly the cars and the obnoxious sounds of society, my own personal opinion. Sometimes the sounds of society are obnoxious and intrusive into one's brain and mind. But the buffer of a few back roads, friendly neighborhood streets, can reestablish the quiet that's in my mind. And really, it's the quiet in my mind that I can and should create. Am I making sense? Create your own quiet. And that's what the run will do for me on this Saturday afternoon. It's what I'm looking for the run to do for me. It's what I'm looking to create within the run. The quiet. my mind. This will be manifest itself by slow, gentle steps, an upright posture, attention to gait, attention to breathing, arm swing. None of those things with the attention so focused that I'm creating a sense of structure. More so that I'm being aware of myself and listening to my body and knowing what it's doing in order to create the quiet and the balm of my soul, the warmth and the balm of my soul. I'm a bit stream of consciousness today, aren't I? Yeah. I'm kind of needing that. As I do from time to time, I seem to get a little overwhelmed with stress and the complexity of this world. It's very real to me. Some of you shake your head in agreement and go, yep, I can relate. Some of you may be saying, oh no, here he goes again with the stress and anxiety. I can only share with you that I have felt an enormous amount of stress and anxiety, probably due to just all the factors of life. The burden of caring for others, a ruminative mind, very real pressures that come down upon each one of us in our own different ways. The feeling as though one is responsible for so very much, and getting a little tangled over the lines of not realizing what I'm responsible for and what I'm not. The certainty of the uncertainty of how one's days in life will play out, and just all those swirling, ruminative thoughts that Norm, just Norm, formerly known as the ruminative runner, remember that? Formerly known as the ruminative runner, is responsible for thinking. Hello.
How you doing?
Good, how are you? There's a couple who have a little portable air machine. They're inflating their bicycle tires. It's a gorgeous day to just get out and move around, which is what my medicine is, to get out, to move around, to huff, to puff, to sweat, to talk to you, to share, to hopefully encourage if anyone needs encouraging, and just settle into what feels right to my soul. That's my medicine. No more beer, whiskey, Quaaludes, or Xanax for Norm. Those are younger man's tools or rewards. Nope. It's all about cultivating peace and well-being in my soul. And that, as well, can take on many different manifestations. From the soul development that comes from reaching out towards God, to the soul embellishment that comes from settling into endorsing and enjoying what you know is right to your soul, such that I've just spoken on. I can tell I'm gonna be a little bit long-winded today, So please excuse. Please excuse. Trying to blurt out things as they come to mind. I was answering a post by my good friend Michael Davis, the incomparable Michael Davis, runner of more miles than Kellogg's has cornflakes. He responded to my sharing of the post put out by another giant in the world of running and social media and friendship. A giant in the world of friendship. There you go. And that would be the Zen Runner. I shared the Zen Runner's post from the Slow Runners Club podcast that he put out, I think yesterday or the day before. I listened to it in its entirety, and it was about how to get your mojo back, or how to, obviously I didn't listen well enough, did I, Adam? It was about mojo, I know that. And he was sharing with all of us the different ways that we cultivate our mojo, that we rekindle and find our mojo, and offering suggestions as we do as a group, and encouraging others, each other, as to how to find your mojo, refine your mojo, kindle that mojo, and get your running groove back to where it needs to be, or to keep it where it needs to be. It was a great episode for encouragement. And so I reposted it, and Michael of Davis said, can you pull off one of those little tags for me? Because the picture was like one of those leafed paper notices, like on a telephone pole, where you pull off the little bottom snippet for contact. I'll bet there's some socially acceptable or proper name for that, but I can't think of it. So Michael said, can you give me one of those? I just said, Michael, that it's a good episode for you to listen to help you rekindle your mojo and get some back. I suspect, if I knew Michael the way I think I do, he might, just maybe, experiencing a bit of melancholia. I could be wrong, but Michael's a sensitive guy, a sharp guy, a sensitive guy, a thinking guy. Dare I say, he's probably a ruminative guy as well. So, listen to the Slow Runners Club latest podcast. Oh, here's a phrase, and I'm flirting with different titles for this show, which I often do. I've told you in the past, sometimes I look for a title before it starts. Sometimes a title comes to me during the creation of the podcast, and sometimes a title comes to me afterwards. But one of the phrases that I flirted with making the title this podcast is an acronym that I did not come up with, but rather my other good friend David Foss of the Daily Mile. An acronym would be TSTS. You know what TSTS is? Taking strides towards sanity, right? Taking strides towards sanity. Kind of like the way it rolls off the tongue. David came up with that as a result of a post in the Daily Mile in which I essentially was trying to regain some sanity after one of these very busy days at work. And I like it. I like the way it sounds. David's another guy, another good friend of mine, who really helped me get a little bit of clarity in response to a previous episode where I was, again, I'm fairly repetitive in my themes. I think we know that, but I was expressing my own sense of discontent with myself in regards to how I return or interact with the thoughts and the sentiments of friends through social media. And I had concluded that maybe I don't return or interact with those thoughts as well as I think I should have. But David brought up, excuse me, a point I kind of liked. He was talking about how he viewed such a different relationship in social media alone, as it were, asynchronous, I believe is the phrase he used, so that he didn't dump a whole group of people into one category of social media friends, nor the depth of each relationship with that person. So where a relationship might need or foster more interaction than it does, and where it need not, then it does not. Asynchrony. There's another working title. I'm all about the titles today, aren't I? So yeah, there's that. I'm on a walk break. I'm currently dressed in a light gray Asics technical t-shirt, my black Garmin wristwatch with just a hint of royal blue, a pair of dark gray with black and blue piping on the side technical shorts, which bear the emblem of my beloved New York Mets, a pair of white ankle top Balega socks, hello, and my new Brooks Transcend 3s, which are blue with just a minuscule amount of lime green piping around the edge, and a white head buff. So in other words, I kind of match, not on purpose, but sometimes I just wear this rainbow of colors and look like quite the freak in a circus contestant. Left on orange wood. I'm wearing the Brooks today, but I had an opportunity to run up in the hammock this week. It was Thursday, and I thought to myself, you know, since these Brooks are not technically trail shoes, and since for some reason I got out of the habit or off the path of monitoring mileage for my shoes, and since I have a just about brand new pair of Newtons with big thick lugs in the bottom, and since I have adequate insert arch supports, I thought, why don't I keep the Newtons for the soft cushioning of the trail and just use the Brooks for the pavement, the sidewalk, and the brick, I guess we call it now. When I hear somebody saying they ran a brick, I think, you know, like they're training for a triathlon or a duathlon or something fancy or technical that I don't practice for. So yeah, I'm running the Brooks, and I think the plan's gonna be to wear the different shoes on the different surfaces. Although it would be nice to see how these babies do on the trail, even though they're not trail shoes. They've got plenty of meat and beef on the underside of them. So those are some thoughts on the state of my current running shoes. Just came back from the store to get Mrs. Rosenberg a gift, as it is her birthday today, January the 16th. She's working. She prepared a large dish of food to bring to work with her, to share with her co-workers and girlfriends, and the girls and I are holding down the fort. But there was an item that I knew she wanted, confirmed with Roselle, my 15-year-old, and that item is a pasta maker attachment set for her new stand mixer. Her KitchenAid stand mixer, which I got her for Christmas. Those girls are utilizing that stand mixer for sure. They are having some kind of fun making and creating different delicacies. Shell likes to make cupcakes quite a bit lately. She's on this vegan cupcake, and she's made some really good cupcakes. One day she made vegan cupcakes, and I guess to make the cake taste sweet and flavorful, she used sweet potato flavoring or flour, or I don't think she actually got sweet potato. I don't know how she did it, but I thought that was a electric device, I heard clinking, but it's a flag hitting the pole. This lady's taking a picture with her. What did we ever do without these electric devices? But you know in your heart you were, if they don't believe that, right? Enjoy. Ah, that was a friendly interaction. I don't know if you could hear about the obnoxious sound of the plane, but she's taking some pictures, some selfies of herself in Florida. I guess she's from up north or some cold weather area. Creating the quiet in my mind. That's what I'm doing. You've heard quite a few cars, planes, motor engine type things in the background, as I have, but I have gently pushed them out of my mind and settled back into a state of quiet, which is the goal for this run. the avenue. What I do when I run around the neighborhood is I zigzag up and down the neighborhood blocks southbound, and then from there I can either cross over Milwaukee into a different neighborhood community and wind around there, or I can pick up the mall and run that to the Pinellas Trail. Not quite sure what I'm going to do yet. I know that I'm going to get at least 5 miles in today. I don't really see why I couldn't or shouldn't get 7, which has kind of been on my mind and heart. However, laziness could take over that plan towards the end of the 5. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah, I've just kind of been so overwhelmed and stressed. You know, in one sense I could say, all right, I've got some coping strategies for dealing with this stress. And those strategies are prayer and meditation, and really, really, really work well. But I guess I let my mind get on the outside edge of that and say, but Norm, you're gonna keep having these same stressors for the next 10, 20, 30 years if you're given that many. And they get I kind of get caught up in that in my mind, you know? Yeah, I could even circle around a little bit more and say, well, maybe you should cultivate a lifestyle for yourself where you don't have those stressors for 10 or 20 or 30 years, but what's that plan involve? I don't know how to do that. I sure don't know how to do that. So, let's get back on this road. Alright, I'm coming up on the mall. I think my propensity is going to be to take the mall to the trail.
Hey, how are you
doing? Hey, how are you? Well, I'm trying to get something going every day. Have a great day. I've never talked to that man or seen him in my life. And the words just spilled out of my mouth quicker than I can control them, because we all know I don't run every day. And if I've never seen him before in my life, we all know that he doesn't see me running every day. So, in retrospect, it was a strange little interaction. See, my mind grabs on to those little details. The details in the conversation. Noticed that a lot this week. The details of interactions, written and spoken word. And I think, to a certain extent and on a certain level, details are important. But I also think you can get overwhelmed and run over by the details. What's that one saying? Can't see the forest through the trees? Something like that. Too beautiful today. It really is. There's not one cloud up in the sky that I'm looking at. I wanted to make that sound different than not a cloud in the sky. There is not a single cloud that I can visualize in the sky that I'm looking at. Some plane exhaust trail, right? You ever see those planes with the banners go by? They leave that white smoky exhaust. Thank you. my friend Carlos is traveling to Europe this weekend. I believe he's traveling Sunday, January the 17th, if I'm not mistaken. He'll be visiting first with his brothers in England, and then he will also be traveling further to Spain, where his madre lives and where he faithfully visits her every year. It's always kind of an odd thing in my mind where when Carlos leaves to go there, I miss him. And the reason that's weird is because he lives in Canada, in British Columbia, and I live in Florida. We've never met face to face. I've never shaken his hand. I feel like he's my brother, my next door neighbor. I feel like we know each other better than Kellogg's has cornflakes, but physically, we're nowhere near each other. And now he's traveling, probably actually, to a place that might even be closer in proximity to me, as he's going from all the way on the west side of my country to Europe, which would be east of me. And I feel like I miss him when he goes there. I told him that in an email. It's kind of an odd thing. Maybe it's just an unexplored social media byproduct. You know? How we feel closer or not closer to those that are not geographically relevant to our location. Those weren't quite the words I was looking for, but I felt extraordinarily long-winded and felt I should give them birth of phonation. Alright, I'm on this little circle called, well, it's Idlewild, and then I'll find out in a second. I think this might be Garden Circle or Woodlawn Circle. This little short jog will take me out towards Douglas Avenue, and I'll take that north till I get to Union. And in Union, I'll take a short jog west or left until I hit the Pinellas Trail. But yeah, he's going away to Europe, and as in the past, and I let him know this in email. I'm available to you, good sir, Carlos, to help with any kind of downloading or sharing of media as it pertains to helping you continue to put out your podcast. I was going to give it a complimentary qualifier, but I'm available to help you because I know in the past you've had problems with data and Wi-Fi with the limited devices that you bring and areas where you have access to connection. Now this time, I think you're bringing a MacBook with you, and I don't know if that's going to make it better for you or not, but I'm available to help with any kind of sharing of media, downloading, posting to the Spreaker page. I have been in the past, and I am now. I want to make sure that you knew that. Because you're my bro. I also listened to two of Carlos's latest outputs. Well, I don't know if they're the latest. I kind of skipped around. One was the short cross-training episode where he was helping somebody in the gym who was disabled while he was getting his own workout in. And the other was the the Shine episode. When it shines, it shines. Something like that. In which he and Graham were running and had a bit of an unpleasant encounter with some people who were not polite enough to move off the path that they were running on. Though they called out ahead that there was a blind runner coming. I think there might have been some negative comments. I didn't really catch them or give it much thought. I know that on the Spreaker page, Carlos mentioned that there was a sense of anti-American sentiment. That was probably more likely to be Graham. I've heard Graham express that in the past, but I don't pay it that much attention. Because, you know what? And I put this on his page. We all bleed red and pee yellow in my book. Right? Human race? You can call me a Canadian. You can call me an American. You can call me a Russian. You can call me a Swede. You can call me an Italian or a Brazilian. But all of us bleed red. And all of us pee yellow. So in my book, we're all brothers. Right? Right. Can I get an amen? Amen. Alright, I'm on Douglas now. Douglas is definitely a little bit noisier than usual, but I'll be off of it soon enough. I think I was talking about my wife before and her birthday, yeah. And I just got her a gift. And when she comes home, I'm sure we'll be frequenting some restaurant to take her out for dinner. So it was even doubly important for me to get this run in today and get some meat off me. I've been really, really, really making the effort to eat less at sittings. And it's gone mostly well. Occasionally I lose control and eat more than I should, but I really want to eat smaller portions. Even at work one day, I uncharacteristically had some carrot sticks and celery sticks and a bottle of water. And you know what? I was fine. That was perfect. I need to eat less, but I'm surrounded by food. Again, spoke about that before. Not going to beat it up now. I suppose there's worse problems to have in the world, but it's one of mine. I haven't heard much from Steve Hailstone or JD lately. Of course, I haven't looked real hard either. I know JD, I think, is back studying away to get his master's degree. So I think he's busy with school again. School and work. Kevin is doing the Kevin stuff, hanging out with those upper echelon Galloway-ers and producing the phenomenal podcast, the Extra Mile podcast, and getting in his daily 5 milers up in the land of Cincinnati with occasional walks in the parks near his house. So he's doing good by all accounts. So I think the health of the Runnet community is in good standing. And what else? What else can I say that's new to you or of any kind of interest to you? Moved over from Douglas Avenue to the trail. It's a little bit more conducive to recording and broadcasting. Thursday, I didn't get more than, I think, three and a half miles in Hammock Park because the day was so prolonged with not only work, but an appointment after work with Giselle, her doctor. And so by the time I made it back from Tampa, it was almost 5 o'clock. It was after five. And it was cloudy, so it was getting towards dark. And I kind of had that whole, oh, I have to hurry up and get a run thing in my mind so I can hurry up and get home to dinner with the girls and hurry up and clean up and spend some time in interacting with them and hurry up and get to bed on time so I can get enough rest so I could hurry up and wake up the next morning and drive to Tampa and do it again. That kind of gives you an idea of the way I've been thinking lately. It's been that rush and hurry, hamster in the wheel, kind of enslaved to the world kind of feeling. But I'm working on it. I'm working on thinking it through. It's never going to be perfect. And I'm grateful that I've been given at least a nidus of intellect in which to try to figure it out, or at least manage it. A nidus of intellect. Yeah. Well, we're coming up on over 30 minutes of recording, and given I often don't have earth-shattering data that scintillates the mind and intellect, I will bring this long-winded ramble to a close, but not before sharing with you that I love you. Yeah, I do. I love you, my brothers and my sisters. So until we get a chance to talk again, it's just Norm.